Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vinegar Bendmeisel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Skinner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Groat moves to second. Dick Draught now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mazeroski strikes out. There goes Hook. The throw from Burkell to Kindle, and back to Rogers, who tags Hook out. Two outs. Vinegar Bendmeisel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Meisel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Rogers. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Bertel scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Clem Labine now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Labine takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-2 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Clem Labine. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heist is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Kindle goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Skinner is 0-3 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clemente is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Rogers moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Rogers moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bertel is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers scores. One out. It's 10-2, Cubs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Drott is 0-3 in the game. Drott takes first base on ball 4. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Heist is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kindle is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Kindle reaches third base with a triple. Drott goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 3-4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burgess is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoke is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Burgess moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mazeroski is 0-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin pinch hits for Al McBean. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Morin reaches second base with a double. Burgess scores. Hoke scores. It's 11-4, Cubs. Bob Anderson now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Verdon is 0-4 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grote is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Grote is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.